You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Researchers from the University of Auckland's School of Architecture and Planning are trialling a scoot or bike and ride project at Panmure Station, with the intent to integrate micromobility options with public transport. I spoke to Principal Investigator for the project, Dr. Tim Welch, about what they're doing and what it might mean about the future of transport in Auckland. First, asking him to describe the initiative and why it's happening at Panmure Station in particular.
Well, the plan is to make available e-scooters and e-bikes in an area that previously these devices weren't available, and also to make available secure powered bike racks so people can bring their own e-bikes to a rail station and have them charge while they're at work and know that they're secure. And we picked Panmure as a pilot because it already isn't served by micromobility or shared use devices, so they lack that access, but they do have good protected bike infrastructure, and a lot of destinations and origins. So it's a good pilot to see if we provide access to these shared devices and to secure parking to underserved populations so that once they get this access, they can start to leave their car behind and use more sustainable modes.
What kinds of results have been seen from park and ride facilities? Do they seem to encourage public transport use?
Well, they've been in high demand, and that's part of the issue. So they're great, especially for very suburban locations or end-of-the-line rail stations where people traditionally come from much farther to use public transportation. So people that come from farther away will typically use these park-and-ride stations. But because the parking is so available, what will happen is people that are much closer to rail stations will also try to utilize these parking spaces simply because they don't have an alternative. And so we see really high demands, especially in the suburban locations, for park and ride. But a lot of those trips, in fact, over 60% of all car trips in Auckland are less than 5 kilometers. So those are ones that are very easily substitutable for more sustainable zero emission trips like an e-scooter or an e-bike. So we're trying to replace some of the wasteful over demand for park and ride facilities with things that don't clog up the roads or create additional emissions just to use public transportation.
Why might it be a good idea in terms of the design of the city and how it all operates to reduce the amount of space needed for cars, including private transport and the car parks needed for park and ride facilities? Could this have larger implications for how Auckland looks and feels?
Well, car parks are a huge part of the city itself. They're also part of the public transportation system, but they're really unproductive. Just having big, flat, open spaces in some of the densest areas of the city don't really make sense just to put your car on. So if we could reduce some of the demand for those car parks, they can be put to more productive use. A single car park occupies one-third of the space needed for a small apartment. So just eliminating a few car parks, you already have space for more housing and any variety of other uses. And so the more we can reduce that demand and substitute these trips for other types of modes, the more space we can create in the city for all of the other things we need to make it more livable and affordable.
Do you believe that we ought to strive for a city that doesn't require people to have a car for private transport, particularly, you know, closer to the urban centres? Is such a vision viable?
I think it's possible. It's been done in many other cities where, especially for people that live close in to public transportation, have been able to leave a car behind or not own a car at all. And the fact is, owning a car and operating a car is a huge cost burden, especially for lower income people. So if there's a more affordable mode available, I think it's important for us to make those modes available to people who could then leave those cars at home or not have to make that purchase. It's certainly a viable option in Auckland as well.
Do you believe that the future of private urban transport is in the so-called micromobility, like scooters and bikes and that sort of thing? And how might such an approach complement the idea of like a walkable city as well?
Yeah, I mean, if we're looking to the distant future, the idea of any kind of mobility is probably going to move towards a shared model where you don't have to own your own private vehicle. But if you want to go by car, you call up a car that a bunch of people can use at any time rather than having one that parks in your own driveway 95% of the time. And so any city that wants to densify, become more sustainable, meet the climate targets that we really have to achieve within the next few decades is going to have to look at ways in which people won't have to constantly turn to their car to get around. So walkable cities, having more e-bikes, e-scooters, having other shared mobility devices are all critical elements of reaching those sustainability goals in a time frame that can avert major climate issues.
What particular sorts of results are you looking for from this test at Panmure Station? And is there any plan, let's say, if a certain target is reached, to extend this test to other stations?
We'll be looking for a variety of changes. We'll be looking for the use of e-scooters and e-bikes. Since they're not available currently as a shared model and location, we'll be looking at uptake rates for those devices once they're available. We'll be looking at increases in the use of people's own e-bikes. We'll be looking at increases in public transportation, either going to the station or coming from that station. And we'll be looking at changes in demand at the car parks that serve Panmure Station as well. So we have a variety of tests in place to see how behavior might change. We certainly would hope that if it's successful, we can repeat that model at other stations, but we don't have any firm plans in place yet at this time.
A 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.